Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight my guest is an amazing seer, healer, and life coach by the name of Ada Marie. And unfortunately, she's not in the studio yet, and I don't know what's up. I have tried calling her. But let me just tell you a little bit about her. And in the event that something has happened for her that she can't be here tonight, she is scheduled to be back on June the 9th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So please mark your calendars for that date. And so Ada Marie, as I said, is a revolutionary seer, a conscious medium, a healer, a life coach, and a counselor. She's just filled with practical, intuitive advice, and she channels and communicates with the dead. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. One of her grandmothers actually was a seer for the court of England. The knowledge had been passed down through generations, and surrounded by these remarkable seers, it was commonplace for her to communicate with heightened mental awareness. Being a seer and a survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has the rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. Ada Marie continues to be available to help those who seek the truth. In her lengthy career, she has produced and starred in 32 television shows in the United States relating to color, dreams, channeling, and crystals, and she's appeared in 6 English television productions. In addition, Ada Marie was a featured guest on numerous radio shows in Texas, Florida, New York, and California. For 17 of the 28 years Ada Marie resided in the Los Angeles area, she taught metaphysical classes and authored and self-published 5 books. For the past 25 years, she hosted numerous seminars for students and corporations and held retreats in the Sedona area, which has led to her present retreat center in Oracle, Arizona. The Golden Oracle, she calls herself. There, she's created a space for individuals who truly want to make a change in their life, a place for individuals to come and reconnect with their own personal being and leave with a sense of confidence, strength, and wisdom. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to try calling her again. And while I do that, I'm going to play a wonderful song by a New Age singer by the name of Jennifer McFerrin. Jennifer Farron, I'm sorry, and it will speak to you. It embraces what fills up your spirit and encourage you to throw away the junk. And the song is called Throw It All Away. So here is Jennifer Farron, and I'll be back with you.
Thank you.
And that was a former guest by the name of Jennifer Farron, a very talented New Thought singer. And the great news is that Ada Marie is with us in the studio and on the line now, so we can begin the show. Ada Marie, how are you tonight?
Well, I'm fine. I've been extremely busy and couldn't clear my phone line. I'm sorry about that. But I'm glad to be here. I'm looking forward, actually.
Well, likewise. And I have a friend who's sitting here with me tonight who I told about you, and she was very interested in listening in on some of the show. And her name is Beth. And I just would like to briefly introduce you to her, and then we'll get on with our discussion. So this is Beth.
Hi, Beth. This is Ada Marie, and I'm happy to meet you.
Hi, Ada Marie. I'm also happy to meet you as well. I read a lot of good things about you in your little section that was on the computer here regarding your life work, and it sounds very interesting what you have done.
Well, it's been a real interesting road, and sometimes like almost more than I could do, but I just very carefully, like tonight, very carefully trying to keep all my word to everybody. So it has been a labor of love, and it's also had the times when I felt like I couldn't do anything for someone, and you know,
yeah.
It's the way it is, and you just do the best you can. If people want to be well, they will listen. If people want to improve, they will try. It's a matter of attitude, and I say that all the time. It's not what you do, it's your attitude toward it. You can find a way if you choose to move forward.
Beth's nodding in agreement. She handed the phone back to me, and I couldn't agree more. Attitude is everything, and I don't know how you feel about it. I imagine you feel the same way as me, but to me, the most important attitude to cultivate is the one of gratitude.
Absolutely. Be grateful every day. You know, it's been a cold, wind-blown week, and yet every day I thank God that we are in a house and we are able to help people, and we are able to do things, and my husband's out there working, and you know, it's just the way it is. You give it every day your best for everybody that shows up,
right?
And sometimes it's a little overwhelming, and other times it's very joyous. So all I can tell you is thoughts are things, and if you think the best all the time, and like my grandma used to say, if a negative thought comes, you tell it to get behind you. Not in front of you, get behind you.
Right.
And it was, as a little child, you know, she'd take her fist and go, behind you. Get that nasty thing behind you. And she'd shove it behind us. And I know it's a childish thing. When you're little, it makes a big impression. So as you get older and get wiser, you finally realize that it was a very important thing to learn, was not to take on and not to hold on to the negative, but to release it and let it go and find a way to turn it into a positive. And that's the thing. Thoughts are things, and whatever you think, that's what you become. Believe me. And isn't that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, the mind is a powerful thing, and whatever you feed into it is what's going to become your experience. You know, you reap what you sow. And so why would anybody choose to exercise the negative train of thought when they can focus on the positive? And that's not to say that unpleasant things don't come our way, but the point is that we need to make lemonade out of lemons and let them go.
Right.
Yeah.
And but I have found this to be true, as sad as it is. There are people who like to make what other people miserable. They like to make people feel sorry for them. They like to be miserable or make people think they're miserable. because they want people to feel sorry for them and give to them and help them. And their attitude is that's how they get attention.
That's right. That's right.
And that's a very negative attention.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we don't need to feed into that either.
No, we don't. So
no, we're not doing them a favor and certainly not doing ourselves a favor.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're not doing the universe a favor because every person who is standing in those shoes are limiting not only themselves but those around them.
That's right.
So how can that be positive? How can that be something that is wonderful and moving and finding a way to do something better?
Well, wouldn't you agree that what we attach ourselves to is, again, what our experience is going to be, and that we have to take responsibility for our lives and choose people, places, and things that fill us up with truth?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I agree.
Well, we were going to talk tonight a bit. We do have callers on the line, and Sophia is the first caller, and I will get you, Sophia. Thank you for being patient. But I wanted to talk a little bit about what it's like for you to be a conscious medium. What does that mean for people that don't know what that is?
Well, you know, I didn't know that everybody wasn't, because my great-grandmother, who taught me to be able to be a conscious medium, means that, and that is a process you have to learn. You have to learn to sit in the total silence long enough so that no thought is in your head and you are receiving from above. Now, it's hard to, it's almost like I'm not thinking there. I'm not thinking. There's no thoughts here, but out an energy that I can't explain short of the fact that it comes directly down through me and out of my mouth, an answer will come to somebody. If I do not receive that kind of an answer, I tell them I am not receiving an answer at this time because I can't make up the answer. There is a secret, Jay. I can't make up an answer. I have to receive it. And to be a conscious medium, you have to hold that silence to be able to remain a conscious medium. And in other words, I can't be thinking about anything on any side of me or in front of me or behind me. I have to be in that straight silence. Now, people say, well, how do you turn off your head? Just like you turn off the radio. You shut your eyes, you shut your mouth, and bingo, you'll stop thinking. That's how I was taught to do it, and that's how I was taught to be a conscious medium. Shut your eyes and shut your mouth and have no thought, and then you will begin to receive. Now, you don't always know what you're receiving, but when somebody asks you something, if that answer comes out of your mouth, you know where it came from.
Right.
See, it's a long process. You're not going to do this in a week. I mean, it's something you have to work and practice with.
But this is something you can train people to do, or other people can learn.
Yes, I do train people to do this. I used to do classes where I trained people, but I'm out here in Arizona now, and there's very little space, so I've just been doing one-on-one work. But I did agree to take four ladies who come out of the New York area, and they wanted to come and work with me for this very reason, because they are healers, and they want to be able to remain a conscious healer the rest of their life. And so, see, healers say, well, I can't heal anymore, but it's because they're not letting God do the healing. They're trying to do it themselves. And the only healing that ever comes, you know, the only healing that comes through him.
Right.
I am not going to do something to heal your toe, but I am going to give him the opportunity to take the energy from me that he needs to heal your toe. I'm not going to, you know, it isn't, I don't do anything. I don't do anything. I just pass on what I've learned so that everybody can do it. That's, I believe in that. If you want to come and spend 3 days with me, and yes, I can teach you how to silence your head, how to receive a message, and how to communicate. But it takes at least 3 days of one-on-one work to make it happen. If I take a group of people, I'm going to have to work a week. Because then they're only going to get whatever they can get, they glean from the little time. Because I try to give everybody certain hours, David, that are just for them. If I have four people and they're here for a week, I try to get a half a day with each one of them, right? And then we all work together as a group. And I'm telling you, they have to have some one-on-one time so that I can help them adjust that brain power to get it to function for them. So I said, I can't shut my... I said, yes, you can. It's not difficult. We can do it. And you can do anything you set your mind to. Your mind is a powerhouse, and you can do that. But sometimes it takes a little bit of coaching to get to the place where when you shut your eyes and you shut your mouth, your brain stops and is prepared to go into the silence so it can receive. I have to laugh when people say, well, I asked God for this, but he didn't give it to me. Well, you ask him, but you never quit asking him. You never shut up long enough for him to give it to you, right?
Right. Well, how can people get in touch with you, Ada Marie? Let's put that out there.
Well, my phone number is 520-896-9510. And if they call me and the line is busy or they leave a message, tell me when's the best time to call back, what your name is, and what number to call. Because I start taking calls at 6 a.m., David, and I'm off the phone at 7 at night.
And you're on Pacific Coast time.
And I'm in Oracle, Arizona. I'm on Pacific Coast time. So that's what today this lady called in. I was trying to get her off the phone. I said, I have to let you go. Every time I said it, she just kept on. So, you know, what I might do, I have three telephones, and I might change the phone I do the shows on to one of the other phones that doesn't get, that doesn't ring to my people.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, tell you what, let's take a caller or two, and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more. Sophia has been patiently waiting for 35 minutes. And so I'd like...
Okay, Sophie.
Yep, it's Sophia, and I'm coming to you, Sophia. It's going to take just a minute. Hi there.
I also answered to Sophie as well. I'm great. How about you?
I'm wonderful, wonderful.
Well, Ada Marie, I was calling in wanting a little guidance or spirit help about my own spiritual path.
Well, it depends on, it sounds to me from your auric field that you have already made a communication with God and Jesus and the higher people up there that are willing to assist you and also assist you. And when you receive a message, which you have received some messages, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Huh?
Yes, I have. Yes, ma'am.
I know you have. Okay. Then you are grateful and tell them thank you and ask for assistance if you don't quite understand. So you are in direct communication. Now, what more is it that you want to learn?
Well, it's not necessarily learning. I'm also being guided to venture into something myself. Actually, it was me and someone, but I'm not sure now, and nothing in particular, am I to do this jointly, or is this something that I should approach on my own?
I will tell you very honestly.
That's what I want.
I would do it on your own. Henry Ford had three people who were going to start Ford Motor Company, and they couldn't all agree, so it ended up Henry did it alone. And he did it with what the guidance he'd been given, because he was given the guidance to build a car for the common man, and he did. Now, I work with a lot of healers, but I work alone a great deal of the time. I have a healer in California, and whenever there is something very heavy coming down, I call and ask for her assistance, and she and I pray together on the phone and work together, and we have fabulous results. But on a daily basis, she works alone and I work alone. And I could work with you the same way, or with David, with anyone. But basically, you work alone with God. You're never really alone. He's always with you. So
correct.
If you attune yourself to your God center and stay in that center, you may once in a while feel like you want to add more power. Then you can have someone you call, like I do, this lady, and we join together, and just like I could do this with David even, and we get results. Because
okay.
Two or more are gathered, it shall be given.
That is correct.
Okay. But for the base of your major healing, or all daily healings, you are working with Jesus or with God himself, and the two of you can do most everything on your own. The secret is not to talk about it, not to brag about it, not to take the idea that you did it, because you really
mm-hmm.
didn't. You just joined with
that
God.
That is correct. I'm just
the
vessel. That's
yeah.
right.
That's right. You're a battery of energy for him to work through. We're all a battery of energy for him to work through. I am no better or no wiser or no sharper than any other person. I just stop and ask for guidance, and I get it. I get it. And you can do that too. Everybody does it. David does it. Everyone does it. But you don't go around bragging about what you do, because that cuts the amount of power that you have. You just
mm-hmm.
very, very quietly do your work and thank God that you're able to do it and that you're healthy, you're happy. Healers have to be healthy. They have to be happy. They have to be able to adjust to the day, whatever the day brings them. And sometimes you're on overload. Let me tell you, dear, sometimes you can really be on overload. Then other times things run along just fine for a while. So you can always turn to him no matter what the problem is. You can always say, okay, I need some help here. Show me the way. He'll do it. He's done it for me. He's done it for David. He's done it for dozens of people that I know. And isn't that right, David?
Absolutely.
What
nope.
happened to this man? Yeah.
No question.
Because he'll, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank
you're very welcome.
Thanks, Sophia. It's been a
thank
pleasure
you,
to have you on the line. I really
here.
I resonate with your spirit. It's beautiful.
Thank you, David. Good
all
night.
Right. Feel free to stay tuned in, because we are going to be talking some more after we talk to a couple of callers. One of the things
okay.
we're going to talk about is communicating with the dead,
okay.
which Ada Marie is gifted in doing. So feel free to stay on the line, and I'm going to mute your microphone. Okay, God bless, Sophia. Okay, for the other callers, I don't know your name, so I'm going to identify you by area code. And the next caller is area code 781. You're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Trish. How are you, David?
Hey, Trish. I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. I'm looking forward. I was wondering if Ada Marie could give me a reading.
Well, say hello to her.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. And how are you?
I'm great. I was hoping
good.
You could just give me some sort of message.
Well, you have to ask the question, and I'll see if the answer comes.
Okay. Do you see me, where do you see relationship over the next few months?
What relationship?
Meaning, am I going to be in a new one? Am I going to reconcile?
I don't see you in a relationship at this time, but that could come about June or July.
With someone new,
I see
or?
You. I have no idea. I can't answer that. I can just tell you that in mid-June or near somewhere in that area, you will be very jubilantly happy with someone, and I have no idea whether there's someone you know now or someone you're with or someone that's coming. But you will have a very, very wonderful, insightful time, and it will be very meaningful. So you will know when it happens that it is for you, and it is something that has been given to you as an individual. You will see it happen, and it happens almost much to everybody's surprise, including your own. I don't know if you know the person or not, because I cannot tell that. I do not see it. I just see that this is a turning point in your life, and you'll be very happy about it.
Wow, well, that's a great reading. Is there anything else I should know?
I don't know. You didn't ask anything else.
Well, I guess I'll be content with what you gave me, because I'll end on a positive note. That was very, very special.
Well, you are a very special person. So there
well,
you go.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and I hope you have. David, I'm going to listen on my computer, but this is great. Thank you.
Well, that's great. And just to let you and the other callers know, if there's anything pertaining to gifts of the spirit that you want to ask about, Ada Marie is just the person to ask. She is a wonderful, intuitive person who can help you discover the way to your own truth. So with that in mind, is there anything else you'd like to ask her before we say goodbye?
No, I think I'm good. I'll let other callers, and if you're free later on in the show, I'll call back.
Sounds good. You can just, if you just stay on the line. Yeah, if you call back, I'll take your call, Trish.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, God bless, hon. Okay, I'm still, Trish, you're going to be, oh, there you go. Okay. Let's see, Trish, I think I lost you. Let me just double check here. Hello, I've got area code 856. What is your name, please?
Laura.
Maura, how are you tonight?
I'm good, David. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. Say hello to Ada Marie.
Hi, Ada Marie. How are you?
Hi, Laura. I'm fine. And what can I do for you?
I would like to know what you see coming up for me with my career.
What is your career?
I'm involved with training, developing training.
But you're involved in training?
Yeah, I put together training programs.
And you're teaching it?
Sometimes I teach it. In this particular position, I'm more or less developing the training.
I see. So somebody else is teaching it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, because what I'm looking at four people here, and that's why I'm asking you, what are you training or who is training? Because I see four different people with you. In part of you. All right. Obviously, there are people that work for you and they're friends of yours, correct?
I'm not a manager at this. I'm on a contract, so they don't work for me, but I work with a whole bunch of different individuals where I develop projects for a whole bunch of different people.
Well, who are the four major people I'm looking at with you? Are they people that do different projects, or are they people that work with your project?
There are people that they're all managers in their own right, and they come to me to help them develop the materials for their programs.
Okay. Now, your question was what?
So one of the big projects that I'm currently working on, I was just informed yesterday that he's leaving. He's going to be moving on. So I'm wondering if that's going to cut my contract short, or, you know, if I just want to know how it's going to impact my job where I'm currently at.
It doesn't seem that it's going to affect your job. It just what appears to be is one person is leaving, but another is moving into that position.
Okay. And
does that make sense?
Well, they're going to have to hire somebody to fill that position. So,
right.
But the
and
project
they've already got
was going to be
somebody.
Put on hold. Right.
Pardon?
But the project was going to be. Project is going to be put on hold, they told me.
Yeah. So I don't think it's going to affect your work or your job.
Okay, good.
I don't see it doing that. You seem to be very well liked where you're working.
Well, amongst my stakeholders, I definitely feel that I'm appreciated and valued, so that's a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, do you see me
You've got a hold
on?
Of consciousness. Yeah. You've got to, instead of worrying and having those negative thoughts, you have to hold a consciousness of absolutely happy, joyous, space where you like where you are and you will stay.
Okay.
That's a state of consciousness. Thoughts are things, and if you hold the thought that you are there permanently and you are loving and kind to everybody, then you have put out the positive energy to remain no matter what else happens. Does that make sense? Because I don't see you leaving, but I see that your thought process could create for you a problem. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I see what
you
mean.
You've got to hold. David, you say it.
Well, what I'm hearing is some uncertainty in your voice, Maura, and I think it's very important to affirm that you are the right person for this position and maintain a positive attitude, because what you put out is what you get. And when you align yourself with negative thoughts, that stuff starts creeping into your life in different ways. It's very insidious. And so it's very important to listen to what Ada Marie has to say about remaining positive.
Okay. Yeah, I see. I'll work on that. Thank you so much.
Don't work on it. Just do it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know, we can try and never get there. The important thing is to do it and maintain the attitude that anything is possible, that, you know, just say, I can do it and I will do it.
I know I can. And you can and you will.
Yeah.
And it will be good. Wonderful.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I needed to hear that.
And you need to say it over and over looking in the mirror. You know you can.
Yeah.
You're wonderful, and you can do it.
Yeah, and look into those eyes of yours, you know, and look into them with love and with confidence, and it will fill you up. The mirror is a wonderful, wonderful tool to use. Thank you, Ada Marie, for that.
It is. Every night I look in the mirror and I tap my temples and I say, I am in perfect health. Because as you know, what happened to me, David, means that I must every moment see myself in perfect health.
Yeah.
And I do.
Well, I think that this might be a good opportunity for those that have not heard your story for you to just briefly tell what happened. And Maura, thank you for calling in, hon. Feel free to listen
thank
in
you.
On the rest of the show, because we're going to have some interesting dialogue in amongst the other calls.
Sounds good, thanks.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Would you be willing to tell a little bit about your story of being a remarkable survivor who's healed herself?
Damaged? You might say I was damaged?
Not slightly.
Well, on Friday the 13th of 1972, my husband hired someone to kill me. And I was stabbed 26 times, and I lost my right arm, my right lung. I had one stab wound in my heart. I had numerous stab wounds in my chest. I had 5 in my stomach. I had my colon severed completely in 3 places, and numerous, one in the spleen area, I don't know where, but anyway, I was in surgery 16 and a half hours, and when I came out, I was here, alive. I was in the hospital 30 days, and they told me I had about maybe a year to live, and they were going to send me to County General, and I said, I'm not going to County General, I'm going home. And I went home, and that was 30 days after I was hurt, and I called my grandma, who told me to call my aunt. And my aunt said, what happened? I told her, and she said, well, okay, now we're going to have to do this and this and this. Well, I was very weak at the time and could barely get to the bathroom and back, but that was okay because I managed, and a lot of times laid on the floor in the bathroom so I could get up, as it took a long time to move with all the crap in my stomach tied up, and I'd have to set up, so I healed myself from then on. I did what my grandma said. I did what my aunt said. I shed a lot of tears. I took no medication, no pain pills, nothing. And, you know, just I laid there several years, but I got up. And I'm up, David. I'm up moving around. We just hauled 5 cord of wood this last week. So I'm in pretty good shape for the shape I'm in.
That's a remarkable story. That's got to fill people with hope that have suffered some severe physical consequences in their life. I think testimony from people that have experienced healing is so important to inspire confidence in those that don't have it at this point in their life. So thank you for sharing. Callers, please stay on the line. I'm going to talk a little bit with Ada Marie about communicating with the dead. And this is a gift of yours, and I'd like to hear a little bit about it.
Okay, I will tell you how my grandma trained me. When we were trained, my cousin and I, to be able to talk to someone, it was through an identification process. Because, as you know, there are many people by the name of John Jones or Tom, you know, Tom something. And when someone has passed over, they have a lot of things to do. It's a wonderful place. I've been there myself. I love it. It's fabulous. I can't wait to get back, but I can't keep being stuck here, so here I am. Anyway, what happens, and any of you may have had this experience and maybe thought it was a dream, some relative would come to you, and you would see them or you would talk to them, and you would think possibly you had talked to them in a dream or a dream pattern, and that could be true too. But as you get more insight and become stronger in your knowing of the faith, you find that it is possible, like I can say, and I'm gonna say this, and then I have to say something to stop it from happening. I could say, okay, I would like to talk to my dad, but Daddy, don't come because I'm on a show and I can't talk to you right now. Because he could, if he was not busy at that moment, if he was available, he could easily come to me and begin to talk to me. And when he would come, of course, now I know because of identification we've made over the years that it would truly be him. And I would have a little conversation with him. But when you're first learning to talk to people on the other side, you have to be very clear. People who are you can't be a drinker, you can't be smoking, you can't do drugs, you can't do none of that stuff. You have to have a clear, empty, clean presence to be able to have a clean, pure communication. Otherwise, you're going to drag in everybody who has every kind of a problem there is, you know, drugs, alcohol, whatever. But if you are clear in your consciousness, I'm trying to say this right, David, I hope you help me. It has to be a consciousness of clarity and silence so that when they come, you can identify them. Like one lady, when her mother came, she used to smell burned potatoes because her mother always burned the potatoes. So she would say, oh, my mother just come. I'd say, okay. Then you communicate with her. And that's how she would know it was her mother. Because some people will say, well, I smelled my dad's cologne, or I smelled my mother's cologne, or I could feel my mother, I could feel my mother's presence. I could just feel, I knew it was her. And those are the things, there's many different ways to communicate and find that person that's really communicating with you that is connected to you. So always make the connection first. Just 1 minute. Daddy, I'm on a show. Yes, I'm fine. Okay. Bye-bye. You make the connection. And then you hold yourself silent so they can communicate. They can, in other words, when David talks, I don't talk. When I talk, David's not talking, right? It's no different on the other side. When they are communicating, you be still. You can answer them when they stop. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, that's what it does. Now, just a little bit ago, I accidentally called my father. He was standing here, and I told him I was on the show, and he said, are you all right? And I said, yes, Daddy, I'm okay. And he went away. But you see, you have to have the same appreciation for the other person. If you don't shut up, you're not going to hear anything. If you keep on talking, they can't talk. So you have to be silent. And if you make communication, you should limit it to not over 30 minutes because it takes your energy to be able to hold that energy correctly to communicate with someone on the other side. It's kind of like a telephone, only you have to have a certain clear energy for that other person to communicate back to you. And they will. Believe me, they all want to talk. So if you learn to do this, you can talk to lots of people. But first, be sure to identify that person. When someone comes and wants to talk to a relative, a lady was here today, she wanted to talk to her mother. I said, did your mother have her? I found her mother. And I said, did your mother die of a heart attack? She said, well, yes, she did. I said, that's what she said. So she identified herself right away as being in bed, having a heart attack, and dying at home. And that's exactly what happened. And that's what her daughter said after she said, yes, she died of a heart attack, but she died at home in her own bed. So that was a pure identification. You see how that's a pure identification?
I do.
So when she left here, she was able to communicate with her mother, and that was last week. And when she came back this week, she had to communicate during the week, and she was very happy because it was a great stress release for her to be able to do that. And it made it very, very easy. And I've done this for people on the phone too, David. I've been able to do that when people were really genuinely wanting to grow in consciousness enough to be able to, get that correct momentum in their mind that they could do it and do it easily.
Beautiful. Well,
so
go ahead, hon.
That's how it's done. I mean, it's easy. It's not easy. It's simple, but it takes a little bit of careful meditation.
Well, that sounds like some good sound advice. Let's return to the phone lines and callers. Have a question for Ada Marie so that she can address herself to it. And she does channel, so be prepared. Okay, I'm going to go to area code 815. And you're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi there, it's Patty.
Patty, hi there, Patty. I love your name. That's my sister's name.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, say hello to Ada Marie.
Hi there, how are you?
Hi, Patty, and what can I do for you?
I want to first say that your aunt and your mother sound like they were amazing women.
They were, and they were very strong. Nobody did anything that was not correct because they corrected you quickly. I mean,
that's awesome.
They were tough, but they were good. I'm here today because of the training I had.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you have a question?
Actually, I was wondering what you have, if you've ever had to deal with this and what techniques you would recommend. I need to do some clearing of, worthiness. I was told it was past life things. My spirit knows I am deserving. Mm-hmm. I am to step out and be of service. My spirit knows that. It's the mental that I need to clear. And I was wondering if you had any techniques that work really well for that.
To be able to communicate with spirit?
For me to clear my own self-doubts, fear of, worry.
Okay.
So that I can...
Okay, just remember what worry is. And I'm going to say it again, and I've said it a million times. Worry is negative energy, and when you worry about something, you give it power, and then it becomes a real thing, because thoughts are things. So instead of worrying about something, throw it in the trash can and just let things happen.
Okay.
That's what I'm telling
you. I like
that. Don't let worry take over your life. If I let worry take over my life, I probably wouldn't even be here. It's a great thing for these doctors who are educated people, and they say, you got a year to live, you got 6 months to live. That was in 1972. What's the date today? 2000 and what? 16. If I would have listened
16.
To them, it's ridiculous. Those suggestions are the things
that... It's very simple the way
that,
you say it.
Pardon?
It's very... I like how you just address it matter-of-factly. It's very simple. Just don't allow it. It's trash. Put it behind you, like your grandmother said.
That's right. Throw it out. Throw it out.
Throw it out.
Don't let that negativity even have time to roost. Just, I don't accept that. A lady came and I did her feet because my dad taught us to do reflexology. The lady who came to this country, she saved his life. He had pernicious anemia, and he went and in Kennesota, she saved my dad's life. She worked on him 3 months, and he came home and he was never sick a day in his life. He took care of his feet and he taught us kids. Now, he never believed that he couldn't get well. And his truth was the truth. If you believe you can get well, you can find a way, you will find a way. I'm a walking example of that because I found a way. And my lung works, my right arm works, my stomach, I use it. and my colon is sewed back together. I mean, my heart is fine, as good as it's ever going to get, and that's pretty darn good. So it's just a matter of knowing, and I tap my temples every night when I look in the mirror and say, I am in perfect health. And I've had people in wheelchairs that I've taught to do that, and eventually they got out of them stupid chairs, you know, because they were determined to walk, and they walked. So when you're sitting here with me working, you're going to work, or you're not coming back for a second visit. That's the way it works.
It does. I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Patty, thank you for calling. God bless you.
Oh, you too. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Have a beautiful evening. Okay, I have two other callers that I'll get to in a minute. My friend Beth would like to speak with Ada Marie, but I will be coming to you area code 702 and area code 305, so please be patient. Ada Marie, here's Beth. She's got a question for you.
Okay.
Hi, Ada Marie. I have been trying to break a connection to another person, and for whatever reason, I have been unable to do it, and I was wondering if you have any, like, spiritual insight as to any techniques that I could maybe use to break free.
Are you living with this person?
No.
Because it seems like you keep going back there. Back there.
I do.
Okay. Well, it's quite simple, you know. If you have attached yourself to that person, you have to release them. You have to release them. Sit down with a pencil and paper and say, I, whatever your name is, release whatever that name is, and send them to be in harmony in their life with God.
Okay.
Simple. Oh. You can write it any way you want, but write it where you release them and let them go on to their life and be, you know, have the help. Have help from God. He'll help you and he'll help them.
Okay.
And the reason you're hanging on is because you wished and wanted and it didn't happen.
You're right on the money. You're totally right on the money.
But you wouldn't have been happy if it would have happened.
Oh, that's good to know, because
yeah.
I was in a deep depression over it that it didn't happen, and I almost, you know, got suicidal, so that's how...
Well, you're not going to do that, because it would have been miserable.
Oh, good.
You're not going to do that.
Good.
You're going to write it out and release them.
Okay, thank you, Ada Marie.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Okay, area code 702, I'm coming to you, and you are live on the air with Ada Marie and David Clark. What is your name, please? Hello, you sound like you're at the end of a tunnel. What is your name? Area code 702, can you hear me? All right, we'll come back to you. Just hang in there. Okay, we're coming to area code 305. Just a minute, area code 305. Be patient. There you are. What's your name, please?
Hi, David. My name is Eileen. Hi, Ada Marie and David.
Hi, Eileen.
Very nice show. I love God and Jesus, and I talk to them all the time. And I know they hear all my prayers because they've been right there with me, and I'm telepathic to all of that. So my prayer is all about getting, listen to me, receiving so that I can share the deep love that I have of spirit and health. And I am a healthy human being. Even though I'm going through transformations right now, I am a healthy human being. So do you see a love relationship coming up for me?
In November.
Okay.
That came right out of my mouth. So that has to be correct.
Cool. Okay.
Well, you ask a direct question, you got a direct answer.
Yes.
It will be a happy relationship.
Good. And is there anything that I'm supposed to know right now that I'm not doing that
no.
I need to be doing?
No, it'll happen. It'll happen
no, I don't
so
mean
simply.
Oh, good.
That you know, it'll be amazing.
Natural.
You'll just
it'll be
amazed. It'll be very natural and very beautiful and very, very happy.
Okay, good.
It's
is that
amazing.
Why...
It, go ahead.
I was just wondering, is the release that I've been going through and all the sadness part of the reason why this blood pressure went through its ups in the past 6 months? And, like, my heart
yes.
was broken so bad. Okay.
But you've come through a bath of fire to come out the other side and be a happy, energetic, normal person.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And will the doctor take me off the medicines soon?
Yes. You can take
okay.
yourself off the medicine.
Yeah, because
slowly.
I already see the. Yeah, because I already see the end of it.
Yeah, right. Right.
I'm like you, Ada. I manifest things. I said, it's already sold. I already sold the house. It's already sold. How do you know? Because I know. Because I don't not know.
Right. Because you don't put any negativity to it.
Correct.
You just know it's done. It's done.
Correct. And that's the same way with this. Because I take really good care
of your health. And
your
health is that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a good thing. Now remember to be very grateful every day for every one of these wonderful things you've been able to do and experience. You just have to remember to show that gratitude and thank God daily for all the wonderful help he's giving you and the sight that you have to be able to move forward, and you will be very successful. So don't worry about it 1 minute.
Okay, well, I'm not worried. Anytime something shows up, because I'm into the synchronicity of all life, and I just say, thank
yes.
you, God. Look at how you magically made this happen and this happen. Oh, thank you for this gift. Thank you for my intuition. And thank you for making me listen. You know what I mean? Because we have
you,
to listen.
And you use it. And you pay attention yes. when it comes.
I know.
It's important that you pay attention to those little sendings that you get and act on them accordingly.
I do.
So your sight is very clear. Just pay attention.
Thank you. You're making me
okay.
bubbly and crying a little bit, and I feel very comforted right now. Spirit,
well, you're very, very lucky, and you need to be grateful, and you just need to pay attention to your sendings, okay?
Yes, yes. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Yes.
And
I love
God
you, too.
God bless you. I love you,
thank
too.
You.
Okay.
Thank you, Eileen. We're all one, aren't we?
We are.
Yes.
We're just one big, beautiful family.
Yes, there we go. Well, thank you for calling in. You're a dear child of God.
Thank you. Same with you.
Oh, thank you. God bless.
God bless.
Okay, I see area code 702 is called back in, so maybe they were having a problem with their phone. We'll try again. Area code 702, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? Area code 702. Well, perhaps you just want to listen, and that's perfectly okay. We have some other callers, so if for some reason you were trying to get through to talk to Ada Marie, try again on June 9th. All right, we're going to move on in just a moment to area code 312. And having some technical difficulties. There we go. I'm not having technical difficulties.
Oh.
The studio is misbehaving. There we go. Eric,
hello.
312.
Hello, I'm here.
What is your
Karen.
Name, please?
Oh,
Karen. Hi there.
I'm calling from Chicago. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
The Windy City. Say hello to Ada Marie.
Yes. Hi, Ada Marie. How are you? Nice talking to you.
I'm good, Karen. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Today's my birthday, so...
happy birthday.
I prayed that it was a... Thank you. Thank you. I prayed that I would have a good day, and so far I've been having a very good day.
Wonderful.
I just kind of wanted to find out if you see things getting back, getting better for me. I'm going to be starting a new job on Monday, It's a project job. Hopefully it'll turn into full time, but I'm open to anything that comes my way.
Well, it'll be a good job, and the people will be very congenial to work with. So it could very easily turn into a full-time job. It would be very,
okay.
very easy for that to happen.
Okay. Okay.
You know, it's a nice atmosphere, and people are family-like. You'll love it.
Oh, okay, great. Great.
And happy birthday, dear girl.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Do you see anything else coming up my way?
Well, you have a lot of things in your field. I don't know what you want to talk about. By the way, your aura is very green, and that's a good sign for work.
Okay.
You know, you're going to a new job, and you have a very positive green aura, like you're ready to get along and to work. That's a good
yes.
thing.
Yes, yes. And you see new friends for me there, or meeting new people?
You'll meet quite a few new people there. Yeah, you will. It's amazing.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Now be happy.
I will.
You've got to be happy. I see a little doubt in your mind, but get rid of it. Throw it out. Get behind you and jump ahead and see yourself being absolutely thrilled and happy and having a wonderful time and working and with wonderful people.
Okay.
And they will be.
I will. Okay.
Well, Karen, many happy returns of the day to you, darling.
Thank you so much. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
You're
Bye-bye.
Welcome. Happy birthday.
Have a wonderful birthday. Have a wonderful year.
Right. Well, Karen is gone. We have area code 781, and you're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hey, David, it's Trish. I took you up on your opportunity to call back.
Beautiful. Okay, I should have recognized the area code. It didn't save your name, so it's just a number.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you. And I heard you mention that Ada Marie is also a medium, so I wanted to know if she could connect with anyone or give me a message, or maybe even tell me how to receive the message.
When you say connect with someone, what are you speaking of?
Someone
on the other side?
Yes.
Okay. That's a little bit iffy. I've never done it where we're on a radio show where there's crowds of people. But if this person is someone known to you, a relative or a family member, and you know them, when you sit down to make that connection and you're being still, wrap yourself in white light and the violet light of wisdom and go into the silence and then just say their name and then just wait for that person to come through as you've said their name. And you may have to wait a little bit. It may take 10 minutes. It may come right away. It may take 15 minutes or so, depending upon what they're doing on the other side. When you make the call, if they're doing something that they can't quit doing and they can't just stop what they're doing, then you have to go back and try at a later time. So you can make that communication very, very simply by sitting down and wrapping yourself in light and then keeping your mind open and no thought. Put the thoughts out of your mind except for that person. And let them come in and address themselves to you. And then you identify that is exactly the right person.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. I didn't realize they were busy. They're over there and they couldn't just stop what they were doing.
Oh, honey, they're all working. There are many, many of them. You have no idea how many people over there I talk to that are working on saving the United States and helping to prevent the demise of our nation, and they are working very hard to do that. And about, I'd say 75% of the people I talk to over there, they'll say, well, you know, I'm working on the protection of the United States. You just have to bear with us. We're very busy. And I hear it all the time. So they are busy. They're doing something. They're not just sitting around doing nothing. They are spirits free to move around and work and do the things that they choose to be involved in. There's a lot going on over there.
Okay, I didn't realize that. That's very helpful.
Yeah, most people don't. I guess they think because they laid a body in the ground that the spirit went with it, but the spirit left that body a long time ago, and it's out there working and doing things.
Yeah, I kind of thought they were hanging out, waiting for me to pick, give a message, right? I thought they were kind of bored, waiting for me.
I don't think so. I never heard anybody say that before. That's funny. But you just get still and go out and, try to make a call, put out a call to them. And if they're available somewhere, they will come. You may have to wait a while, but they will come.
Okay.
Some people come right away and other people take a while. But if you don't succeed the first time, try again.
I will.
It's just as easy for them to come to you as it is to come to me, as long as I keep myself silent and the energy open to reach that person. So, yes, they're busy over there. There's many, many things happening there. So a lot of it is happening to help our nation. So be grateful for that.
I will, and I heard David say you're going to be back on the show in June, so I will call back in June and let you know my progress.
Good. That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Beautiful. And just to let you know, Trish, I have an amazing psychic medium by the name of Leo Bonomo, who is going to be on my show on April 17th. I'd encourage you to call in. That's going to be at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. He's over in London, and he does cold readings. He doesn't want you to say a thing. He just immediately starts talking to you about whoever he sees with you. So feel free to call in for that show.
I will. Thank you both so much. This was great.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling back.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, good night. Okay, we have one more caller, area code 917. I'm trying to bring you up here. The studio has brought you up. What is your name, please?
Oh, hi, David. This is Ellen. How are you tonight?
Hi, Ellen. Boy, one of these days I'm going to remember your area code. I'm fine. How are you?
Terrific. Thanks for taking my call. And I'd like to say hello to Ada Marie. I just caught the tail end of the program, but it sounded like it was an interesting show.
Well, hi.
Hi, Ada Marie. I see that your list is a seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Could I ask you about your healing? I've had a little nagging medical problem. And I saw a doctor today, and we're taking a different approach. I don't want to get into details. Does it seem like the right thing?
Okay. What?
Does the new approach seem to be the right thing to, resolve the whole issue?
I'm not getting an answer for that.
Ah.
This is an internal issue, is it not?
Well, I guess so. It's concerning a leg and hip injury.
Okay. So it's a ligament in the hip.
Well, I don't know if it's a ligament. It could be something else. There's a different diagnosis.
Well, it could be, but it looks... Pardon?
There's a different diagnosis today. That's all.
Okay. but it looks like the ligament is damaged in the hip. Did you fall or did you have a car accident?
No. Probably like a sports injury.
Okay. And are you able to stand on it comfortably?
Yes. I mean, to most outward appearances, I'm functional. It's just that I can't run and do all the more active things that I used to do.
Mm-hmm. But it appears that it's going to heal well. It'd take a year or so. But if you're careful with it, it'll come back perfectly. But you got to be very careful not to put too much pressure. You know, treat it like it needs to be treated and get enough sleep to let it heal.
Yeah.
And sleep is important in the healing for legs and arms, I can tell you the truth.
Yes.
I spent a lot of time in bed coming back to my health. But and I slept a lot, so just know that sleep is always healing for you. And if you look in the mirror and tap your temples with perfect health day and night, morning and night, you will find that it will activate the healing much quicker.
Okay.
Because it is a serious injury.
And
as serious as it is, the healing that you do yourself by tapping your temples will help to make it heal faster and more quickly. I mean, knit together. The knitting in there needs to knit. Will come together quicker.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, great.
So that
Thank
will be
you.
Good.
Good. Glad to hear that. Thank you
but
so
you
much,
will,
Ada
you will
Marie.
Get your, it will come back. It will come back, honey.
Good. Good.
Okay.
Maybe I'll do my
first
marathon. Thank you so much.
That'd be good.
Yes.
You're welcome.
That's great, Ellen. You take good care, hon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. God bless. We do have one other caller that snuck in under the wire. I'll be coming to area code 817 in just a moment. You're live. What is your name, please?
My name is Felix. How are you?
Felix, is it?
Yes.
Hi, I'm fine. How are you, Felix?
I'm doing well. Let me start with this. Thank you very much for accepting my call. And the reason for my call is very simple. I'm being angry, hurt from a past relationship, very destructive relationship, and just wanted to call and find out what can you see. I'm actually have a daughter with this person, which is my ex-wife, and had a very destructive relationship for the last 10 years with her, and we're going through a custody battle since after we got divorced, and still continue on, and I don't see myself peace, happy. She's preventing me to sometimes take sort of a game of manipulation and control. So I just wanted to see what can you see in terms of my situation at this point or going forward.
At this point, it looks like your wife has custody, correct?
Yes, she is. But I have, visitation right and legal joint custody at this point.
Okay. But do you find that there's a lot of commotion whenever you try to have time with your daughter?
Yeah, she's very controlling and manipulating, and I think that the fact that she likes to control the whole entire situation in terms of my relationship with my daughter. So very, very uncomfortable environment that I'm with right now. And let's keep in mind, and the reason why she had joint custody, one, I didn't have no legal presentation, and I also got being abused from her emotionally and physically in the past. But I'm a person that I like to let go, and here I am. It's just like it's like I'm being punished for leaving her and I just need some guidance and some insight of what I'm looking for is basically to be happy and having a new relationship with someone else. It's been about 2.5 years now. It's been, divorced and separated from this woman.
Well, most people like yourself would have already just removed themselves from the relationship altogether and paid the child support and went on with the business of living, because it's never going to be easy for you to have a relationship with that girl until she grows up, because that woman is not going to allow it to happen.
Yeah, well,
she's
yeah,
just
that's,
not going to allow
true.
It to happen.
That's true, and I don't
so,
feel
you know,
that the...
But I will tell you this, many of those children, when they become 18 and they can go and find their other parent, they do it, and there's a good relationship then, because all that negativity is stopped. The minute you stop the whole negative situation and go about your business, that child will come back and you will be friends, and there will be a good friendship and love there that is very positive, because it's very hard on the child to watch or to hear this every day, every week. It's very hard.
That is correct. That is correct.
So,
and I'm trying to.
If I was you, I would pay the child support and I would go about my business and just kind of disappear.
Wow. Okay.
When that girl is 18, she'll come and find you, or you can find her.
Mm-hmm. Why is she?
Because at that
this?
Time, all that negativity will have stopped. It can't go any further because you're not there to be helping it.
Why is she
doing that? Does
that
make sense?
Yeah. Why is she
doing
that?
Why is she doing that? Because she's jealous. That's called jealousy.
I don't give her no reason to be jealous. I'm actually never cheated
no,
on her.
No, you don't
never...
have to. You haven't mm-hmm. given her any reason. That's just the way she is. That's just the consciousness of that person. And she doesn't want, she wants to be in control. And if she's not in control, she's not happy. And you're going to have to move on with your life if you want to have one.
Right. Right. I don't know how to do that. I mean, especially when I have a daughter that care about her and you know.
Of course you care about her. And if you really, really care about her, you'll set something aside for her. And when she's old enough to make a decision of her own, you'll be ready to be friends with her and be her father.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I have
feel
watched
that if
this happen to a lot of people. And these women just do these things to be mean. And then later on, the girls don't want any, the boy or girl doesn't want anything to do with their mother because she's been so difficult to live with. So where can they go? To their father. And they do.
Wow. And
one boy traveled all the way from Alaska. He turned 18 years old and he found his dad down here in Arizona. And he, if I can't even imagine this, he saved up his money and got into Portland and found a way to work until he could come down and meet his father. And they were the best of friends.
The reason why I say that is because the mother of my child had a very bad relationship with her dad, where her dad actually abandoned her when she was basically younger because of her mom, her action based on, you know, control. She wants to manipulate everyone. And at this point, my ex-wife is older enough that she really hates her dad. For whatever reason that her dad left him. And I'm trying to actually not that to happen with my little girl because that's basically a pattern, a behavior pattern that her mom and her family are doing.
Well,
but if I could able to use the court, but if I able to use the court in that situation, I'm hoping that the court were able to do something about it.
Well, then the only other answer I have for you is to go to somebody who does counseling on this situation and make mm-hmm. sure that you and the daughter and your ex-wife go too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that will probably be impossible for her to attend.
Of course,
I have tried during the marriage.
Would be, that's what would happen if you were going to make any headway.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, well, thank you very much.
How old is your daughter?
She's 8. She's going to be 9 in May 29th.
Yeah, see, she's at a very impressionable age, so it's very dangerous that there's too much arguing and fighting.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry that this has to be, but the counselor would be the only other to do.
Right.
Okay?
Well, thank you very much, man, for, you know, giving me these old advice, and really painful to sometimes let go and go on with my life.
It
even
is.
Though I still, you know, I'm trying to be a very good dad for her and being part of her life, but the other person would not allow me to do that, even though I have the right,
right.
by the court. I just don't want to go every single time where she's acting weird. Every single time I have to go to court and pay so much money for something that she needs to be responsible
mm-hmm.
for.
Yeah.
Well, Felix, I think we're going to have to say goodnight, but thank you for calling.
Absolutely.
I'm
well, thank
sorry,
you very
I
much,
can't
Bo,
help
for.
You anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand.
Okay. God bless. And
thank you.
You have my prayers.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Okay,
you.
You're welcome. Ada Marie, we're toward the end of the hour and a half. Two more
right.
people called in. Can you take one more call, or are you?
I'll take one more call.
Okay, for the caller that we aren't getting to, you both called in about the same time, so I do apologize. But Ada Marie will be back on June 9th, so mark your calendar. And the lucky caller is area code 541, and you are live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Anna. I was so sure I wasn't the right one.
Anna, well, you beat the other caller by 6 seconds. Say hello to Ada Marie.
Hi, Ada Marie. And I have to tell
Hi,
you
Anna.
That...
Hi, Anna. What can I do for you?
I wasn't listening to the show, and I just tuned in and heard your voice for like 2 seconds, and I thought, oh, I want to talk to you.
Thank
so
you.
So I can feel the clarity of your wisdom of who you are. So thank you for being available for all of us. So my question, I'm just kind of in a weird, complicated to me situation where I had knee surgery. It's back at the end of September, and it's taking a very long time healing, and I'm just homebound, and I'm just getting very frustrated. There's, you know, dealing with agencies that send people to help me that often do things that really frustrate me, and my anger level is getting up there, and I have a housemate, a young man who's been doing things that are very unconscious and destructive to the house, and I'm just dealing with a lot of not happy right now.
Now listen to me, young lady. How often do you take time to pray and talk to God?
Not enough.
That's right. It's not enough. Try in the morning when you wake up before you get out of bed, and maybe in the afternoon you might say thank you to be grateful that you're alive and that there is an opportunity in front of you. And then at night, thank him again. If you will just start talking to him, you will be able to turn these little nitpicking things around, and your life will become wonderfully wonderful. But you have to talk to the man upstairs. I can't do it for you. I can send you a prayer to help you have that energy, but you're the one who has to turn it around. Thoughts are things. Talk to him. Be silent. Listen to what he gives you, and then act on it. You are
mm-hmm.
the one that's created this picture. The things that's going on in your life are things that you have put there because of the thoughts are things that you have created. Now, turn that creation around and make it all positive, all simple, all joyous, and all loving. That's what I can tell you, and I've told many other people. The ones that did it are very happy. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. I knew you'd get right sick of it.
Sounds it like it is, doesn't she, Anna?
Yep. I could feel it in her voice without hearing what she said before.
Very wise woman. She's a very wise woman. Sound advice. So God bless. And call us back on June 9th and let us know how you're doing, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling. And area code 305, thank you for calling. Sorry we couldn't get to you tonight, but please do call back on June 9th and call in earlier. You can call as early as 7:15. So, Ada Marie, it's been a wonderful time. I thank you so much for all of your words of loving wisdom and, you know, your practical suggestions to people, because as you say, it really is very simple. It all starts at the thought level.
That's right.
Yeah.
Take it to the top, and you will get an answer.
Well, I appreciate your time and energy, and I wish you nothing but the best. And I'll look forward to June 9th if I don't talk to you sooner.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you, because I enjoy working with you, because you can make it easy for me and help me as I answer these people. Sometimes my talks are very simple, I guess, but you seem to be able to pull me out of the corner, so I'm okay. So thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's just a gift, I guess, and I thank you for that. I wasn't aware that I was being that helpful to you. But
well, you are. You are.
I just want to say that I believe that the simple wisdom is the way to go for all of us. The answers are always simple. We tend to complicate things with our egos, and then we just spin around in circles.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all given to dumb thinking sometimes.
Yeah, or stinking thinking, as they say.
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, God bless, Ada Marie.
And God bless you, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.